The San Jose City Council passed a new ordinance requiring people attending events with 50 or more people on city property be fully vaccinated. This includes city-run concert venues, sporting events, theaters, museums, and more. Interim Deputy City Manager Dolan Beckel says the current fourth COVID-19 wave, as well as CDC and local data, led to the ordinance. He spoke before the San Jose City Council.
Since we last met, which was just last week, the number of new cases in the county increased 29% to 345 on a seven-day rolling average. The number of ICU beds dropped 23% to 56 available within the county. And the number of cumulative deaths from COVID-19 increased 10 from last week to this week. The Delta variant is 2.5 times more infectious than the original strain we've seen previously.
San Jose City Mayor Sam Liccardo introduced the ordinance, citing concerns about the increased risk of transmission at indoor events. He also says a vaccine mandate will help ensure that small business owners could keep their doors open.
We've got to do what we need to do to protect our residents, protect our workers, protect all the folks that we host when we have major events and thousands of people come to the arena, for example, to enjoy a hockey game. So we're going to do exactly what the data and science dictates, and we reserve the right to change and pivot as we learn more.
Despite federal and citywide data about the increased spread of the virus, hundreds of opponents showed up to the meeting to vehemently oppose the mandate. San Jose City Council members were forced to temporarily evacuate the council chambers as groups of unmasked protesters barged into the building. Hundreds also surrounded the outside chambers on the street with chants and posters. Those against it also spoke during public comment, citing religion, bodily autonomy, HIPAA violations, mistrust towards vaccines, and discrimination as the basis for their opposition. Here's Ryan C., Doug, and Jennifer.
History is never, ever on the side of the segregationists. Jim Crow South, Germany in World War II, doesn't matter where or when, never once does history look back and say, wow, segregation and discrimination saved the day. Mayor Liccardo, your memorandum and your proposed vaccine mandate is 100% segregation and 100% discrimination.
Lockdowns and government overreach are unconstitutional and have been proven to not work. Forced vaccination and masks are not done in a free society. I strongly oppose a vax mandate for the Chinese communist virus.
This does not even work. After, 7 months of people who got vaccines earlier in the year are now being told they need a third booster shot? This is becoming about money and power. It has nothing to do with health.
We are not voting today to require anyone to get vaccinated.
City Council member Raul Perales says many of the opponents at the City Council meeting have incorrect information about what the new mandate would do. He also takes issue with comparing vaccine requirements to intercity venues to Nazi Germany.
If you don't want to get vaccinated, then at worst, you may miss out on an event like a Sharks game, as the mayor pointed out, or a concert in the coming months as we continue to be in the midst of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. But I'll add that I find it abhorrent that this mandate has also been compared on multiple occasions today to what occurred under Nazi Germany.
Despite the strong opposition, the City Council passed the vaccine mandate for people attending events on city property with 50 or more people. A negative COVID test will not be accepted as an alternative to enter those facilities. The city is also considering following a similar model to San Francisco and New York City, by requiring vaccination to enter restaurants, gyms, and bars as well. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Nika Mirpour.